In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, God is greater than our heart. That's a good thing, is it not? Because John speaks of things of which our heart does condemn us. And what are such things? For that, we need to look back a few verses. John says, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has true life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you ready to lay down your life for your brothers? Do you ever close your heart to your brother in need? Are you always the good Samaritan? Or do you find that the priest and the Levite find a home within your heart as well? John here almost sounds like James, doesn't he? What use is it, my brethren, if a man says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. John and James are so similar here that we might even wonder if they're using a common source. Maybe to pull something out of the air, we could call it the Q source. Or maybe, just maybe, the Holy Spirit is so intent on getting the message through of the importance of Christian love that he inspired more than one writer to pen similar thoughts. Does our heart condemn us? Of course it does. Who of us, no matter how well-intentioned, no matter how filled with compassion and mercy and pity, can claim that we are always ready to help our brother in need? Who of us would be so bold as to say there is no limit to our love? This fall, we witnessed the devastation of Katrina, then Rita, now Wilma. I dare say the level of response will go measurably down. Already, the media have pretty well stopped broadcasting about Wilma, whereas in the case of Katrina, we saw round-the-clock coverage for weeks. We become immune to the pain, the tragedy, the heartache of so many who have lost so much in so short a time. And that same tolerance of anguish, whether it be of masses of humanity or individuals who cross our paths one by one, typifies so much of the broken human spirit found in each of us. That perfect love which loves others more than self can find fulfillment in no one besides him who laid down his life in love for us all. We in this life cannot attain such love. It is otherworldly. And yet, the heart God placed in us in Eden, even in its fallen state, recognizes what ought to be and what isn't, and thus condemns us. But God is greater than our heart. He who commanded us to love one another gave us another commandment, the one elucidated in these verses, namely that we believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in such faith in him, whose perfect heart fulfilled all on our behalf, through his atoning blood restored a vibrant pulse to hearts which were hopelessly scarred with sin, where the fatty deposits of greed and lust and corruption of every kind had closed every chamber to the healthy flow that God had once pronounced very good. It is such faith that our hearts can once again reach out with the same love wherewith we have been loved by God. It is only such faith that places within these hearts the desire to do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with our God. Belief in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, causes our heart no longer to condemn us when we in faith hear those blessed words of absolution and know that despite our failures, the God who is greater than our hearts knows all things, knows not only our sin, but also our faith. And in that faith, he sees the pure righteousness of our Lord Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, whose flowing blood restores circulation to these corroded hearts of ours. Because of that, and only because of that, we dare to come before him in confidence, asking those blessings that are in his good and gracious will for us, knowing that we abide in him and he in us. And we who belong to Jesus will be the hands and the feet, the arms and legs of Jesus that travel to and serve those who need the compassion of Jesus. He lays the opportunities before us. We need only be the redeemed children we are. Yes, God is greater than our hearts. That is a good thing, is it not?